the bishop loses his chaplain. Starring Robertson Hare, William Mervyn, John Barron, and Jonathan Cecil, with this week's special guest, Joan Sanderson, as Mrs. Pew Critchley. It's morning, and as usual, the Palace of St. Ogg's is a hive of activity, with the bishop's chaplain, the Reverend Mervyn Newt, up to his ears in the visitation returns.
Oh, dear. Coming! Coming! Oh, Dean, it's you.
Who did you suppose it was, Newt?
The man to collect the bishop's television set.
He's decided to get rid of it at last. Good, good.
No. It's broken down and it's going to be mended.
Oh, pity. I had hoped my recent sermon on the subject might have had more effect.
Oh, was that when you described television as a permanent source of moral infection and an open drain?
Ah, yes, it has been widely reported. I even received a warm letter from Mrs. Mary Whitehouse. Is the bishop in?
I'm afraid not.
Oh, pity, I can't wait. My wife has asked me to do some shopping. We have our niece staying with us.
How very nice for you.
That remains to be seen. It means a great deal of extra work, and a young girl under one's roof is a heavy responsibility.
Can I give the bishop a message?
If you would, Newt. Tell him my wife will be calling on him shortly.
Oh, right.
She will be coming to present my niece. Between ourselves, we are introducing her to the life of the close.
When shall we expect them?
In about half an hour. They're having a very social day. They will be going to lunch with the precentor's mother.
Ah. Well, I'll tell the bishop as soon as he gets back from the Staff Bureau.
Staff Bureau? What's he doing there?
Getting a typist.
Indeed. I cannot afford a typist.
Well, frankly, the bishop didn't think he could. But his bank statement came this morning and he's got £50 more than he thought.
£50? That won't go far.
Oh, but we're only having a temporary typist.
£50 would be better donated to the fabric fund.
No, Dean. I'm very sorry, but I've got to have a typist.
But you type quite competently.
No, it's not that. It's the pressure of work. We're in the middle of the visitation returns, and I simply can't cope. So the bishop has promised me a girl to clear the backlog.
What a pity I didn't know. My niece could have helped you.
Can she type?
She is at a secretarial college.
But she won't want to work if she's on holiday, surely.
In my opinion, these holidays are far too long. Young women become bored.
Do they?
Then they start watching television. And before you know where you are, there's mischief about.
Well, it's too late now. The bishop's gone to the agency.
Most unfortunate.
Well, I really must get back to work.
Yes, of course. Oh, Luke.
Yes, Dean?
Where would you buy a tin?
What sort of tin?
A large tin.
At the ironmonger's?
That's what I thought. But my wife has written on this shopping list, go to the baker's and buy a large tin.
Could it be a mistake?
Ah, yes, of course. Mm. The strain of all this social life. Well, you mustn't keep me chatting like this. Good morning.
Good morning, Dean. Now, I must get back to my work. Let me see. Oh, dear. More interruptions. I suppose this will be the TV man.
Morning, Newt.
Oh, Archdeacon. I thought you were going to Ringmold today.
So I am, but I thought I'd just call for a chat to see me on the way.
Oh, look, well, I'm afraid you can't have a glass of sherry. The bishop's out.
Where's he gone?
To look for a girl.
A girl? Whatever for?
For me, Archdeacon.
What? What do you want a girl for?
I can't manage without one any longer.
As bad as that, is it?
Well, yes, you see, it's the pressure. It builds up and up. You've no idea what it's like.
I wouldn't say that.
You must excuse me. I've got a lot of work to do.
Oh, of course, of course. See you this evening.
Ah, you'll be coming round, will you?
No, rather. I want to see your girl.
But, sir, she won't be here in the evening, Archdeacon.
Oh, won't she?
No, she'll be working strictly office hours.
Really?
Now, if you'll excuse me, I must get back to my work.
All right, Note. See you later.
Now, where was I? Yes, Oh, yes, here we are.
Note! I'm back!
Oh, yes.
Ah, there you are. I see the television people haven't been yet.
No, my lord, but the dean called.
What did he want?
Well, they've got their niece staying with them, and Mrs. Pew Critchley will be calling to present her to you.
Well, she needn't have bothered. I've met her.
Have you?
Yes, she was here a couple of years ago.
Oh, what's she like?
A giraffe in a frock.
Oh, my lord, I don't think it's very nice to notice people's personal appearance.
In her case, Newt, you can hardly help but notice it.
But what's she like as a person?
Every inch her uncle's niece.
Crumbs.
Yes, precisely, Newt.
Well, my lord, how did you get on?
Splendidly. You know, my word, there were a lot of people out shopping, Newt.
Yes, but were you successful?
Most successful, Newt. They were very helpful.
At the agency?
No, at the television showroom. I called about my old set.
Oh, I see.
Yes, and they were demonstrating colour television. You ever seen it, Newt?
No, my lord.
Oh, it's really most impressive. Apparently, the reception is very good at St. Ogg's.
But how did you get on at the agency, my lord?
Oh, I didn't go to the agency.
You didn't?
No, there was no point.
Oh, no point?
No. I realized that we cannot afford a typist.
Well, what about the £50?
Well, that's accounted for, Newt.
But it can't be.
I'm afraid it is.
No, we went through everything before you left. The gas bill, the electricity, the rate.
Nevertheless, Newt, there is one expense we did not consider.
Well, I'd like to know what it is. I really would like to know what it is.
Well, answer that, will you, Newt?
Yes, of course. Yes?
Morning. TV?
Of course. Will you come in?
Right.
The set's here on the table. What set you've got?
Your new set.
New set? Well, I'm having a new set.
It says here, 19-inch colour for the Bishop of St. Ogg's.
Colour? That must be a mistake. Excuse me. My lord?
Yes, who is it?
A man, my lord. He's brought a colour set and he says that you ordered it.
That's right. Tell him to bring it in here.
But I... My lord... Colour television, isn't that dreadfully expensive?
No. Not with the new easy payment plan. I only had to put down £50.
£50? What £50?
Well, I told you there was one expense that we hadn't considered.
Oh, my lord, how could you? You promised to spend that money on a typist.
Well, I don't know about promise.
You promised. You gave me your promise and you've broken it.
Oh, don't be so unctuous, Newt.
Unctuous? I'm not being unctuous. I just happen to think people shouldn't break promises.
Keep your voice down. We don't want that man to hear.
I don't care who hears. People should keep their promises.
Sorry to interrupt, but do you want that TV or not?
Oh, yes, of course. Please bring it in.
Okay, I'll carry it in.
And what about the visitation returns?
Well, what about them?
Well, how are they going to be finished?
Well, they certainly won't be finished by you standing talking here, Newt. If you're worried about them, I suggest you get back to work.
Well, all I've got...
No, Newt. Please get back to your typewriter.
Very well, my lord.
Thank you.
Where do you want this set put?
Oh, here, please. In the corner.
Is there a plug?
Yes. Beside the fire, please.
Thanks. Right. I'll have to move this sofa.
My lord?
Yes, Newt?
Please read this.
What is it?
My resignation.
What? What does this mean?
It means I'm going up to my bedroom to pack. Excuse me.
Newt!
Yes, my lord?
Unlock this door at once.
It is unlocked, my lord.
Yes, so it is. Now, Newt, what is all this nonsense?
It's not nonsense.
Then what are you doing?
Packing, my lord. Excuse me.
But you can't walk out on me without warning.
You should have thought of that, my lord, before you broke your promise.
Oh, but, Newt, it's so trivial.
There is nothing trivial about typing the visitation returns.
Oh, really, Newt, I wouldn't have believed that you could be so petty, making such a fuss about a bit... Now, Newt, let's talk about this sensibly.
Newt.
My boy. Mervyn. I'm sorry. I apologize. I mean, if you want a typist, Newt, you shall have one.
Promise?
Yes.
How will you pay her?
Oh, well, we should just have to make economies.
What economies?
Well, I don't know, but I'm sure we can think of some. If Newt, you will stop all this nonsense.
Well.
Now, I tell you what major expenses have we got this year? Now, come along. Come and sit down on the bed beside me. And we'll talk it all over.
Now, you're buying me a new suit.
Yes. Now, do you really need it?
Well, my old one's threadbare.
Yes, but can't it last a bit longer?
Well, yes, I suppose it can.
Good. Well, there you are, you see. That'll be saving something.
Yes, £25.
No, Newt, 16.
You said it was going to cost 25.
I said it would look as if it cost 25. What about the laundry bills? Can we cut down on a few of them?
Well, I suppose I could wash my own shirts.
What a good idea. Now, that'll save about another £10 at least. What other luxuries have we?
Sherry, my lord. You could cut out sherry.
I might be able to, Newt, but the Archdeacon certainly couldn't. What about your drinking chocolate?
Well, I must confess, I'm rather fond of drinking chocolate.
Yes, but you must make your share of the sacrifices.
Very well, my lord.
Now, let's see. Now, you see, that's 16, 10, and say £5 for the drinking chocolate. £31. I think we could get a girl for a fortnight for that.
Oh, thank you, my lord.
That's all right. All right, Newt. All right. I'll go and telephone the staff bureau immediately.
But there's no need, my lord. The dean's niece is a typist.
The dean's niece?
Yes, he suggested she could help.
Oh, did he indeed? Well, I can tell you, Newt, I'm not having that great giraffe lolloping all over my house.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten she was a giraffe.
I'll put up with a lot, Newt, but I'm not standing for that. Oh, go and answer the front door. Please. I'll just go into the study and see how that fellow's getting on with my television.
Right, my lord. Coming. Ah, Mrs. Pugh Critchley.
Oh, good morning, Newt. I've called to see the bishop.
Have you brought your giraffe?
I beg your pardon.
Your niece. The dean said you'd be bringing your niece.
Of course I have. She's... Felicity? Felicity, where are you?
Here, Aunt Grace. Hello.
Oh. Hello.
Felicity, this is Mr. Newt, the bishop's chaplain.
How do you do, Mr. Newt?
Oh, how do you do? Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Who is it, Newt?
Ah, bishop. Do you know my niece?
Yes. But... Oh, yes, well, that is... do I? Usen't you to be taller?
Of course not. You must have met our other niece.
Prudence. Oh.
I'm Felicity.
Such a charming name.
Yes, and now I look at you, I see you're not a bit like Prudence.
Unfortunately, Prudence couldn't come today. She's a very sweet girl.
Yes. Well, I'm delighted to meet you, my dear.
Thank you, Bishop.
It makes a difference, doesn't it, my lord?
What, Newt?
There not being any giraffes about.
What's all this about giraffes?
Oh, nothing, madam. No, the dean mentioned to my chaplain that Miss Pugh Critchley...
Felicity.
That Felicity is at a secretarial college, and my chaplain wondered if you'd care to come and do some typing for him, my dear.
Oh, is this a proposition?
It certainly is.
She can't work. She's on holiday.
Well, young women get bored on holiday, you know.
They certainly do.
But I've been to a great deal of trouble to see this young woman isn't bored. She has a list of engagements that will keep her busy morning and afternoon for a fortnight.
How about the evening?
Yes, I'm free in the evening.
You wouldn't mind us working in the evenings, would you, my lord?
Oh, no, of course not.
Then it's settled. When do I start?
Well, what's wrong with this evening?
You don't waste much time, do you?
I try not to.
But we're having dinner with the Chancellor this evening.
Well, I'll come on here after dinner.
You can't. He's promised to show you his collection of mosses, and that always takes a long time.
Oh, well, we'll have to wait until tomorrow, I'm afraid.
We'll see about that. I must speak to your uncle. Now, do come along. We mustn't keep the placenta's mother waiting.
No, of course, of course. Let me show you out.
Your hotel is working, sir.
Oh, splendid. What's it like?
Lovely reception. Come and see.
Oh, right. Excuse me, madam. Goodbye, my dear. So nice to meet you.
Let me show you out.
Television.
Yes, the bishop's just bought himself a new colour set.
Super. Have you seen colour, Aunt Grace?
Certainly not. You know your uncle's views on television.
Well, please give my regards to the precentor's mother. Good morning.
One moment, Newt. I must just go into the study and have a word with the bishop.
I thought you'd gone, madam.
Yes, bishop. I just wanted to say I've had an idea about this typing.
Oh, indeed.
Yes, I think I can arrange for Felicity to come here after dinner this evening.
Yes, but what about the Chancellor's mosses? Won't he be upset?
Oh, I'm sure I can make him understand.
Oh, well, my chaplain will be delighted. We must tell him at once.
Hmm? What?
I said we must tell him at once.
Yes.
Madam, do you like my new colour television?
Hmm? Me? I'm sorry, I hadn't noticed it.
But you haven't taken your eyes off it. Not since you entered this room. Would you like me to turn up the sound?
Certainly not, Bishop. I can assure you, I'm not the least interested in all that sex and violence. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must go. Felicity?
Yes, Aunt.
Come along, we can't hang about.
I'm so sorry we shan't be seeing you again.
So am I.
Oh, it's all right, Newt. Mrs. Pew Critchley has overcome the problem. You are to come here after dinner tonight, Felicity, my dear.
Super! Oh, I couldn't be more pleased.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Pew Critchley.
May I come in? Good morning, my lord. Ah, there you are, Grace.
Morning, Dean.
Grace, you haven't forgotten your lunch with the precentor's mother.
No, Lionel, we're just leaving.
We've been arranging for me to come here to type, Uncle Lionel.
Excellent work, work, that's the thing.
Now, come along. Come.
Have you got the shopping, Lionel?
Yes, my love.
What on earth is that you've got under your arm?
A large tin, my love. It was on your list.
The baker told you that?
No, the ironmonger.
I thought I told you to go to the baker.
But the baker is hardly likely to stock tins.
A large tin is a loaf of bread.
A loaf? How can a tin be a loaf?
You'll just have to go down to the town again.
But it's early closing.
Well, you'll just have to hurry. Come along, Felicity.
I'll see you tonight.
I shall look forward to that.
So shall I. Good morning.
Oh. Well, Newt, that seems to have solved your problem.
Oh, yes, my lord, she certainly does.
Well, we mustn't waste time.
Ah, you mean the visitation return?
No, of course not. I mean, we must see what's on television. Come on.
Good evening, Archdeacon. Back from Ringmold?
Yes. Is the bishop in?
I'm afraid he's busy, Archdeacon. I have strict instructions not to interrupt him. Can I give him a message?
No, I'll come back later.
Oh, right.
I say, Newt.
Yes, Archdeacon.
How's your problem?
My problem?
You know, the pressure.
Oh! The dean's niece has offered to help, Archdeacon.
Does he know?
Yes, he suggested it.
Bless my soul.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise.
I've brought you a cup of coffee, my lord.
It's 5-year mission.
Coffee, my lord.
What?
My lord, could you please turn the sound down?
Oh, right. Oh, put it down, Luke. I'll drink it later.
Are you sure you didn't want any dinner?
Well, of course. I told you I wasn't hungry.
But you've been sitting here watching that television since Magic Roundabout.
Do keep quiet, Luke. You know, I haven't enjoyed anything like this for a long time.
Thank you, Mrs. Smart.
Ah, that'll be Felicity.
Well, go and let her in.
Yes, my lord.
Oh, and please impress upon her the need to be as quiet as possible.
Yes, my lord, of course, sir.
Hello there.
Good evening, Miss Pugh Critchley. How is the Chancellor?
Rather upset I couldn't stay to see his mosses.
Ah, do come in.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, we've got to be quiet because of the bishop.
Naturally. Where is he?
In the study, watching television.
In the study? Well, isn't he going to be a bit in the way?
Oh, no. He won't interfere with the typing.
I wasn't thinking of typing.
Now, if you'd like to sit down at the desk, I'll show you the ropes.
All right, if you say so. Good evening, Bishop.
Good evening, my dear. Now, you will keep quiet, won't you? We're right in the middle of Star Trek.
Now, in this filing cabinet here are the records of every parish for the last 100 years, with the yearly returns of confirmation, marriage, baptism, burials, etc. What we have to do...
Luke, answer that, will you?
I'm sorry, my lord, we're rather busy. Could you go?
Me?
Oh, very well.
Good evening, Bishop.
Oh, can I help you, madam?
Yes, please take my coat.
Your coat? Are you staying?
Certainly.
But why?
I can hardly let my niece be out alone at this hour.
Oh, I see. All right. Am I to expect the dean, too?
No, Lionel's having a quiet evening at home. Now, where is my niece?
In the study with my chaplain.
Ah.
But surely you don't want to go in there.
Why not?
Well, the television is on.
Then it must be switched off, Bishop. Come along. Ah! There you are, Felicity.
Aunt Grace, what are you doing here?
My very question.
Bishop, please. Turn off that set.
Oh, very well.
Thank you. I hope you don't think me narrow-minded, Bishop.
No, of course not, madam.
But one must stand by one's principles. Lionel feels very strongly about television.
Yes, madam, I heard his sermon.
By the way, that program you were watching...
The one I was watching?
I suppose it was full of violence.
Oh, certainly not.
That's what you tell me, Bishop.
Well, if you don't believe me, see for yourself.
That won't be necessary.
Well, I can assure you it's perfectly all right.
Nevertheless...
Madam, it is a perfectly respectable program.
Well, in that case... one moment. Felicity?
Yes, Aunt Grace?
Wouldn't you like to take your work into another room?
Whatever for?
So that the television won't disturb you.
What a splendid idea. Come on.
But there isn't anywhere else.
There must be.
You can use the dining room, Luke.
Well, I suppose so.
Of course. Come on.
Oh, no. I've suddenly remembered we haven't cleared dinner.
Well, isn't there... somewhere else?
No, the morning room's being decorated and the conservatory's too cold. There's absolutely nowhere.
But there must be in a great house like this.
But there isn't, except my bedroom.
I wondered when you'd get round to it. Come on!
Now, madam, I do assure you that this is entirely innocent.
That's what you tell me, Bishop.
The house is of some kind. Exactly like a... pet owner speaking to a beloved animal, would you say? No, it's more than that. More like love.
There, madam. What did I tell you?
Well, I'm bound to say I've seen nothing anyone could take exception to.
What, you admit it?
Yes, but I don't doubt it would be a very different story if we were to turn to BBC Two.
Oh, why?
I hear they show some highly undesirable programs.
Oh, really? What nonsense. It's perfectly harmless.
No, I can't believe that.
Well, if you don't, why not see for yourself?
That's the end of Newsroom for tonight, and I'll say goodbye.
Now, do you believe me, madam?
What about ITV? I'm sure we'll find something on that. I'll switch over.
This is not like it. Swan Lake.
How delightful.
Oh, excuse me. I'll just go and answer the door. Oh, Dean, what can I do for you?
I wonder if I might impose on you as a neighbor, my lord.
In what way?
Have you any bread?
Bread?
I was having dinner alone, and there is no bread.
Well, I'm sure we can find you some. Come in, do. Join your wife in the study.
Grace, but she is with the Chancellor.
No, she's in there, watching television.
What?
Grace! Grace! Grace!
Donald, what are you doing here?
What are you doing, and why are you watching television?
The bishop made me.
I did nothing of the kind. But I'll switch it off.
I believed you to be at the Chancellor's.
I was. I only came to look after Felicity.
Felicity, of course. Where is she?
She is in the dining room with my chaplain. In a room, alone, with your chaplain? Great Scott! Oh, she's with my chaplain. She's in very good hands.
I trust she's nothing of the sort.
Will you find her at once? I think I hear him in the hall now.
But Miss Pugh Critchley, where are you going?
Back to the Chancellor's to get him to show me his motties.
Why?
Because I think it'll be more exciting.
Felicity!
Oh, hello, Uncle Lionel.
Where have you been?
In my bedroom.
What?
Gracious heavens!
Look, I told you to go into the dining room.
I know, my lord, but we decided my room would be more comfortable.
Ah, I have heard enough, my lord. Oh, Dean, you're jumping to quite the wrong conclusion.
Can you deny that your chaplain has taken advantage of my niece?
In what way? I haven't done anything.
No comment.
No. I mean, look at him, Dean. Anyone can see that the boy's completely innocent.
Well, my lord, perhaps I have been hasty. If I have your assurance that nothing is amiss.
Dean, all that has happened is that these two young people have been working while your wife and I have watched a little harmless television.
Harmless? There's no such thing as harmless television.
Anyone at home?
Oh, Henry, my dear old friend, what are you doing here?
I thought you'd like to have a chat, Bishop.
I'm having enough chat as it is, thank you.
Do you know my niece, Archdeacon?
No, but I'd like to.
Miss Pugh Critchley, the Archdeacon.
How do you do, Archdeacon?
Oh, congratulations, Newt.
Why do you congratulate Newt?
Well, hasn't she come to help him?
Not anymore, she hasn't.
But you can't go like this. I'll never manage without you.
Oh, well, I suppose if you really want me to stay.
Oh, thank you. She may, mayn't she, Dean?
Well, I suppose I can't object.
I think I would.
However. Great.
Yes, Lionel.
You must come with me.
But, Lionel.
At once.
Oh, very well, Lionel. Come on, Miss Pugh Critchley. Let's go into the study and get to work.
Right.
Yes, come on, Henry. I've got something to show you.
Oh, not in the study, Bishop.
Of course.
But we can't go in there. They're there.
Oh, nonsense, Henry. They won't disturb us.
Oh, speak for yourself.
Don't worry, Archdeacon. We shall only be typing quietly.
Typing? Who's talking about typing?
Why, Henry, what are you talking about?
Certainly not typing.
But Miss Pugh Critchley is here to do the typing, Archdeacon.
Oh, then she's not your girl.
My girl? Oh, Archdeacon, what a suggestion.
Mr. Newt, what's so funny?
Fancy thinking that... Well, nothing, really. In fact... Oh, crikey Moses.
Oh. Really, Henry, you do get the most extraordinary ideas.
I'm sorry, Bishop.
Now, come along into the study.
Yes, Bishop. Are we going to have a chat?
No, I am going to show you, Henry, my colour television. Coming, Newt?
Well, my lord, actually, no.
Why not?
Well, I've suddenly realised my bedroom might be more comfortable after all. So, if you'll excuse me... Would you lead the way, Felicity?
At last. Come on.
What does that mean, Bishop?
I'm afraid, Henry, it means that we won't be able to watch television. We shall have to type the visitation returns ourselves. Now,
Which do you want? Baptism and confirmation or marriages and burials?
Toss your void, Bishop.
Right.
In that episode of All Gas and Gators, the parts were played as follows. The Archdeacon, Robertson Hare, the Bishop, William Mervyn, the Dean, John Barron, the Chaplain, Jonathan Cecil, Mrs. Pugh Critchley, Joan Sanderson, Felicity, Julia McKenzie, the TV man, Michael Kilgarren. The Bishop Loses His Chaplain was written for television and adapted for radio by Pauline Devaney and Edwin Apps. The program was produced by John Dyce.